Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:29 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is November 5th. Today, stock markets, particularly in Wall Street, were relatively steady, and the Nasdaq was up by about 0.6%. The focus of attention continues to be on Apple, and Apple was a bit steadier in here today. It's right in the region of its 200-day moving average, and it will need to find support in this region if the medium-term uptrend is to remain consistent and the benefit of the doubt continue to be given to the upside. I gave a talk for the Money Show on Saturday, and there was the prevailing opinion was exactly as I had seen it back in April in San Francisco with Apple, where there was a large number of people had large positions, and there was no conception, really, other than the fact that it had pulled back by $100, that there was any reason to be in the slightest bit anxious at all. And that's no problem at all, given the fact that it's still above the 200-day moving average. But if it starts to fall below the 200-day moving average, which it hasn't done for nearly 3 years, and then if it sustains a move below the 200-day moving average, then we are going to be back into a reassessment phase. So this is a pivotal place. And because Apple represents such a large weighting in the Nasdaq in particular, but also on the S&P, then it is something that is going to be important for sentiment in the wider market. In Asia this morning, the ASEAN region remains really quite steady. The Shanghai A shares were up by a little. The Hang Seng was down by a little. The ASX was a bit stronger, having pulled back rather sharply in the last week. And the Nikkei is hovering here around the 9,000 area. In the government bond markets, US Treasuries were a bit stronger in here today, and it was a reasonably steady day for the majority of the government bonds. And the US dollar, having been really quite firm into the latter half of last week, was a little bit weaker in here today against the euro and the pound and against the Aussie dollar. The Aussie dollar posted a downside key reversal on Friday. There was no follow-through in here today, and it wasn't a particularly large move. So in the absence of an additional downward dynamic, there's probably not a great deal to worry about from the perspective of an Aussie dollar bull, but it will need to continue to hold in this area. At present, we are in this very uncertain period where the US election is tomorrow, and while most of the betting firms are giving the win to President Obama, not until we see an actual result are people going to breathe a sigh of relief. And there's certainly been an element of profit-taking in advance of that move. So it is interesting that also, because commodities were perhaps the most oversold in the last couple of weeks, that oil today was really quite a bit firmer. And West Texas Intermediate was up by 90 cents, but Brent crude was up by over $2. And it completely countermanded the decline that it posted on Friday. And if it gets back above $110, it'll be a downside failure. And then that will open the door to a retest of the progression of lower rally highs, and then potentially a stronger rally than we've seen for at least the last couple of months. In the natural gas market, it was pretty flat in here today, and it continues to hold around $3.55. The spread between the oil price and the gas price has been contracting over the last 3 or 4 months. And if we do start to see oil rallying, that could see that spread begin to reverse, and that could put some pressure on the natural gas market, so it is worth monitoring. And lumber, as a potential beneficiary of the rebuilding efforts in the US Northeast, remains really quite firm and continues to hold above the $300 area, and it's currently at $324. When we take a step back, we remain within this mean reversion, and particularly among some of the previously the better performers and in the technology sector. But it's probably more representative of a rotation rather than an outright reversal, because when we look at a share like Starbucks, which had pulled back below its 200-day moving average and had been ranging and then rallied very impressively on Friday, then there's every chance that this is nothing more than a somewhat larger correction within the context of the overall bull market. McDonald's, on the other hand, has failed to push back above its MA and is right back on the lower side of what has been a 3-month range below the MA, and it's badly in need of an upward dynamic to suggest that demand is coming back into dominance in this particular area. And if it breaks down from here, then there it opens the door to significant additional downside, because it will be the foundation of a new downtrend. So it is at a rather pivotal area. There is a real divergence in performance among different sectors. And it's reminiscent of what we saw almost 18 months ago, back in the summer of 2011. It was the consumer shares that really started to rally at that point, and the industrials and anything related or leveraged to global growth rather than the growth of the consumer really lagged. And that's why it's interesting now that we're starting to see industrially oriented companies starting to show relative outperformance, and in the manufacturing sector and the resources sector and the chemical sector, we're starting to see a considerable number of companies breaking out of relatively long-term ranges, and I did an extensive review of those types of companies on Friday. And that represents a significant proportion of the market cap of the wider market. So even though the focus remains on the technology sector and Apple in particular, there are certainly bright spots, and particularly in the chemical sector, and it's not just in the US, but it's globally, and that's a rather important theme, because what we've seen is the technology sector has pulled back very sharply, and it is going to require time in which to build additional support before it can really start to perform and retain a position of outperformance once more. And the industrial sector has been underperforming for 18 months. And in between those two, we have the what I will describe as the cheap consumer sector. And these are the companies that really aim at the cheaper goods and commodities. So Unilever is starting to break upwards. And Heinz is still in a very consistent uptrend. And the new iteration of Kraft remains in a consistent uptrend. And we're seeing that those types of companies are doing very well indeed. And Kimberly-Clark, while somewhat overextended, continues to extend the breakout that it posted over a year ago. And those types of companies are doing very well indeed. One of the things also that came up at my talk in the Money Show on Saturday was people said that they'd heard an awful lot about high-yielding shares and that perhaps they were a bit overbought right now. And there's certainly an element of that, because yield has been a theme for much of this year, and we've been highlighting higher yielding shares for over 18 months. So there has been some yield compression, and there has been some valuation expansion in some of these shares, and that's at least part of the reason that we're getting this rotation. But yield isn't the only factor that we look at when we talk about the autonomies, and it really is their leverage to the growth of the global consumer and the fact that they are dominant in their respective niches and they have strong balance sheets is equally important. And nothing goes up in a straight line, and nothing goes up forever, and the fact that we are getting these rotations is probably healthy. And as long as we remain aware of that, then the fact that these are still, and that there is a significant number of these companies in secular bull markets now, that when they do pull back and they begin to demonstrate that they are finding support, then they'll be offering really rather favorable entry opportunities. But in the meantime, the likelihood is that we are going to see the industrial sector outperforming, and probably for at least the next few months. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening, and I wish all the best to all of you.